Their drinks arrive, and he pays with a crisp 20-pound note, extracted from a broad wallet stuffed mainly with unreal-looking high-denomination euros. The waitress pours Case's beer, and Biggin leaves the change on the table.
"Are you tired?" he asks.
"Jet lag," automatically returning Biggin's toast, lager clinking cur. "It shrinks the frontal lobes, physically. Did you know that? Clearly visible on a scan." Case swallows some beer, winces. "No," she says, "it's because the soul travels more slowly and arrives late." "You mentioned souls earlier."
"Did I?"
She can't remember.
"Yes. Do you believe in them?"
"I don't know."
"Neither do I," he sips. "You don't get along with Dorothea?"
"Who told you that?"
"Bernard felt you didn't. She can be very difficult."
Case is suddenly aware of her East German plastic envelope where it rests beneath the table across her thighs, its weight unaccustomed, uneven, because she's tucked her solid little bit of robot girl knuckle duster in there, against she knows not what possibility.
"Can she?"
"Of course, if she feels that you are about to have something she has long coveted."
Big N's teeth seem to have multiplied, or metastasized, perhaps. His lips, wet with the cur, are very red in this light. He shakes his dark forelock away from his eyes. She is on full sexual alert now, Big N's ambiguity having finally gotten to her. "Is this all about it, then? Does Dorothea see her as a sexual competitor? Is she in the sights of Big N's desire, which she knows from her friend Margot's stories in New York, to be at once constant and ever-shifting?"
"I don't think I follow you, Hubertus."
"The London office. She thinks I'm going to hire you to run the London office."
"That's absurd."
And it is. Huge relief, as Case is not someone you hire to run an agency in London. Not someone you hire to run anything. She is hyper-specialized, a freelancer, someone contracted to do a very specific job. She has seldom had a salary. She is entirely a creature of fees, adamantly short-term, no managerial skills whatever. But mainly she's relieved it isn't sexual. Or at least that he seems to have indicated that it isn't. She feels herself held by those eyes against all conscious will, progressively locked into something. Big N's hand comes up with his glass and he finishes his cur.
"She knows that I'm very interested in you. She wants to work for Blue Ant, and she covets Bernard's position. She's been angling to leave H&P since well before they made her our liaison.